Being joined by Appleton Parkersburg Superintendent Travis Fleschner, as the district is having a couple of community meetings here this week on a Tuesday night at the high school in Parkersburg and on Wednesday at the elementary and middle school in Appleton. And Travis, thanks for taking some time here. This has to do with the post bond referendum survey that you guys ended up sending out, right? And an opportunity for community folks to share some things with the district feedback-wise. What can you tell me about these meetings you guys have coming up here on Tuesday and Wednesday?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you so much for the time. As you mentioned, so tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at the high school and Wednesday at 6 p.m. in Appleton. Really, the facility planning group that's leading our work, Site Logic, is going to have some staff on hand really just to get community feedback. They're really, the board and has really opened up the fact everything's kind of back on the table, if you will. And let's take some time to get some, you know, more feedback from our community. You know, we know our bond referendum didn't pass, last November. But we really want to get feedback from the community. What did they find positive and what things maybe didn't they like about that proposal?
And I have to imagine that this is something that you're going to take some of this feedback and possibly use some of it for as kind of a contributor to some of the language on a possible future bond referendum. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. That's really the goal here. I don't want to say that we necessarily started at, square one again, but we really just want to take time, step back, and really just hear from the community. We obviously put the proposal out last fall and it didn't pass, but we think there were good pieces there. And we want to hear from the community. What were things that they liked and, maybe things that they couldn't support and what things would they support going forward? And really, it is just that. It's really just a feedback from our community. We want to listen to them. And obviously all those things, we think are going to add up maybe to a future proposal.
And things that some information that folks share at these upcoming meetings on Tuesday and Wednesday. How is the school board and your facility committee? How are those people going to use some of that feedback? I know we kind of talked about the ultimately working toward the bond referendum at some point, but I guess in the immediate future, how are these folks going to use the feedback that they receive from the community?
Yeah, absolutely. So the community survey that's been sent out and shared on Facebook, we encourage any of our community members and patrons, if they haven't taken a few minutes to fill that out, I'd really kind of steer them to Facebook to kind of work through that. And what the board really kind of plans to do is take the things we've learned through that survey and then things that we hear and learn at these community meetings to really kind of help shape kind of some future planning for us. Right now, I think I can be very, very open with our patrons. All options are kind of back on the table again. And we really kind of just want to, again, just hear from the community. What kind of things, again, do you see as important for us going forward?
All right. Well, I think that's all I got for you right now. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about this or that I didn't think to ask before we wrap up here?
No, right now I really can't. I really do appreciate your time. And again, I would encourage people, to find us on Facebook. And if they haven't taken a few minutes to complete that survey, it's really, really important we hear about it. There's the pluses, maybe some of the minuses, there's some open text boxes there to share feelings and insights about, our school facility and what planning and what that looks like going forward. And, I do hope people do take the time. And I know it's going to be a busy time, in the spring, but we do have a meeting again, tomorrow night, Tuesday, and then on Wednesday night as well. So if people can take some time to come out to that, even if it's for just a few minutes to listen, we appreciate it.
All right. That's AP Superintendent Travis Fleschner joining us here on Radio On The Go News. Appreciate the time today.
I absolutely appreciate the coverage and you take care.